A new exhibition has opened its doors at Oakland Castle this Friday, which is called Birth of the Blues. Now, for our listeners who are fans of Bishop Auckland FC, this might ring a bell, as it's an exciting exhibition all about the local football team from his debuts up to now. And Georgina Ashcroft, a community archivist who has pulled the exhibition together, has kindly agreed to speak to me on the subject. Hi, Georgina.
Hello, hi.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today. Could you tell our listeners a bit more about this new exhibition that's just opened its doors?
Yeah, well, it's a community collaborative exhibition that's been put on between Auckland Castle Trust and Durham Amateur Football Trust. It's charting the history of Bishop Auckland Football Club from its origins at Auckland Castle in 1892 right up until the present day, and covering all of the wonderful things that they achieve in their 133-year existence.
So it's going to be taking place up to the 28th of September. And so what special treasures will the fan at heart will be able to discover while you're visiting the exhibition?
We have managed to secure, from kindly loaned to us from the Football Association and the National Football Museum in Manchester, the FA Amateur Cup trophy, which the Bishop Auckland Football Club team won 10 times
Wow.
in their history. And it's a record that's never been broken by any other club who's ever played for it.
So I guess that's going to be the item standing out in the whole exhibition.
Very much the star object.
So I see also on your website that you're organising Birth of the Blues football frenzy for all the family during half term, and also every Saturday until the end of the exhibition itself. So would you say that it's in part to bring the generations and the love of football together?
Absolutely. This is an exhibition for local people. We are very keen to get the town and the surrounding area into the castle, and to really support grassroots heritage projects and to help people to see themselves in the castle, because we're here for everybody and we want to be here for generations to come, and we have an important role in preserving the recent past as well as the ancient past, such as medieval castle would. We really want a different type of audience to come to this exhibition. It's family friendly and it's for a real local focus, so there's also something for everybody. There's artwork in there. There are wonderful games that people will remember playing, like Sabutio. Bishop Auckland FC is the only amateur club to ever be immortalised in a Sabutio set, which is just incredible. Uh-huh. We have all the football shirts that they would have worn in the 1950s. We have football kit existing from the end of the 19th century, so it's over 100 years old, and it survives on display. And the game of football itself has changed so much since the 19th century. I mean, we used to just chase the ball around. They didn't have any kind of tactics. You just kind of ran at the goal net and the ball, and you could handle the ball a little bit like you can still do today with rugby. And you wore caps on your heads instead of numbers on the back of your shirt to identify yourself on the pitch.
So it's definitely really, really different from what footballers will play now, really, basically.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you're wanting an exhibition about the kind of Sunderland or Newcastle matches and things like that, this isn't it. This is much more about the history of the beautiful game, and it's in particular the history of Bishop Auckland Town.
I saw also that you're doing a special match with the St. Mary's pupils, the under 14 and 15. That's a match that took place in the 50s, I believe.
Yeah, in 1954, Crook and Bishop Auckland made it to the finals of the FA Amateur Cup. So two Durham teams, however many miles, 5 miles apart, managed to get all the way to London to play against each other. And they were so well matched that the 100,000 capacity crowd saw a draw for the first time ever in an FA Amateur Cup final.
Gosh.
So they had to do a replay. That replay was then at St. James's Park in Newcastle. It was another draw, unheard of, unprecedented. So they had to do a third replay, which was played at Middlesbrough. And eventually, Crook outdid Bishop Auckland Football Club. And they went away with the title of FA Amateur Cup champions.
They were quite incredible teams, basically.
Absolutely, absolutely. The northeast of England is the hotbed of amateur football, and it's the home of non-league football, and always has been. And the northeast clubs who play in things like the Northern League, which is still around today, the second oldest football league in the world, would be playing incredible matches that brought thousands and thousands of people to see them, and they were the best in the country.
So obviously, for the fans out there listening, will there be a chance for them to meet the players, past and present?
Yeah, we're having some very special events where we're inviting ex-players along to do a panel, question and answer panel. So you can come and speak to them face to face. You can get to learn about the tactics and what happened off the pitch, the famous people that they got to beat, and how their lives are very different from professional footballers. Because up until fairly recently in footballing history, there was a wage cap on football wages. So it was actually sometimes more financially viable to stay as an amateur footballer and get a trade or make another career for yourself for when you go into footballing retirement so you could continue on then.
It would be easy for people to approach you as a footballer if you were an amateur footballer.
Absolutely. You had to arrange your own travel to your matches, so you might actually be getting on the same bus as the fans. But quite often players were swamped, mobbed by adoring fans, or angry fans, I suppose, if you had a bad game.
Well, there's a lot of pressure for them, bless them.
yeah, very much so.
So for the listeners who wish to have a look at this great exhibition and maybe get into a some football matches and activities that you're organising, is there any way they can get more information and possibly know where to get tickets?
Yeah, so all of the information about our events are available on our website. You can also contact the Castle on our main switchboard number to find out more details. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter, as we are posting all of our updates on there. And I recommend you also come down face-to-face to have maybe to have a bite to eat in our tea room, as well as picking up a leaflet with all the details.
You would have never thought that in Auckland Castle you could see such an exhibition. It's a very interesting an interesting mix, I would say.
Absolutely. We're here to break all the rules, essentially. We're doing something different at Auckland Castle, so we're very keen to be pushing the boundaries.